Well, all right, let's get going.
I've stupidly worn a suit to a Stray Cats gig.
Yeah, you just look like everybody else here.
Well, see, I'm from Newcastle, and at the McDonald's on the way here at Gosford, I saw about 18 guys in bowling shirts coming to the Stray Cats gig, so I thought I'd wear something different. Has it worked for me?
Yes, it does. I like the tie.
How come you're here for the Stray Cats gigs? Because you look about as old as most of their repertoire.
Yeah, I don't know, just got into them a few years ago and love their stuff.
Well, I was actually going to do a big intro saying what the rockabilly culture was like and what it looked like, mentioning Betty Page, Dita Von Teese and that kind of thing. What do most of the people look like here and what style are they dressed in? Your friend here certainly fits the bill.
I sort of only thought once I got here that, hey, I should have actually dressed appropriately.
Or you could have complimented her on what she was wearing before you left the house.
Nah.
We'll get back to that later, or more, she will actually. So how would you describe it again?
Oh, the atmosphere here and what people are wearing. It's amazing to see the range of people, from people as young as me, 20. You've got the old English sort of punk theme that what Stray Cats, you know, tried to emulate so well.
And what song are you looking forward to?
Well, I mean, everybody will be looking forward to Stray Cats Strut. Well, I'm flat, broke, but like I don't care. With my tail in the air. Down the front, getting in there with the action.
Well, you're dressed for the mosh pit, and you're dressed for, like, perhaps a nice cocktail afterwards.
Yes, yes.
We all know this, that girls dress not for guys, but for other girls. So how has it gone with other girls? Have they given you the bitch stare?
I think I'm doing all right so far. I haven't stood out too much yet.
Quick quiz. Are you looking forward to them performing Rockabilly Rebel tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a trick question. That was, in fact, Major Matchbox who had a hit with that,
really?
And not Stray Cats at all.
Oh, okay. I'm a rockabilly rebel, from head to
toe. I gotta keep a rocking everywhere I go. So you're hanging out the front here. How would you describe the fashions of what people are wearing out here?
There's a lot of people that have had records living in their garage for so many years, and same with their fashion, to tell you the truth.
Do you wish it was the Brian Setzer Orchestra tonight instead of the Stray Cats?
Not a chance in the world.
You prefer a three-piece rockabilly band to the Brian Setzer Orchestra?
A stand-up drummer does it for me any day.
Well, what about 14 sit-down brass players? Doesn't that count for anything?
No, it's about quality, not quantity.
I'm Philip Adams, and this is for Late Night Live. This will go on Radio National with lots of subtitles and a text and a transcript, no doubt.
Hello, I'm Tanya, and I'm from Melbourne, and this is my fifth Stray Cats show.
Wow, my God. So how many times have you slept with Brian?
Not enough.
Would you rather be seeing the Brian Setzer Orchestra in there or not?
At this point, I'd love to see the Stray Cats, and in another point, I'd love to see the orchestra.
Tell me, does he sign stuff after the show?
He has for me, but he hasn't for the general public. You have to kind of stalk to get it.
How would you describe the way people are dressed here at the Stray Cats gig tonight?
Stunningly, stunningly. Mm. Not as good as Melbourne, but pretty good.
Melbourne does make up well.
Yeah.
You can't go to a Stray Cats gig without finding someone who's at least got 15 acoustic Fender Strats, or what does he play anyway, Brian?
He plays a Gretsch 6120.
But he's got about 14 out the back, but they're always, are they semi-acoustic, most of them?
They all are.
Why have you made this trip here tonight?
Because it's Brian Setzer, man.
Musically, what are you looking forward to? I mean, they're all pretty much 12-bar. We aren't going to hear anything as complicated as Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy here tonight.
No, but we will hear Rumble in Brighton. And we will hear Stray Cats Strut. And now, more importantly, we'll hear Brian Setzer play the guitar, which is always a joy.
You're smoking, you've got the bowling shirt on. How's it going tonight?
Awesome. Maynard, cool crowd, lovely looking women. It's, what more can you ask for?
What do you drink to see the Stray Cats? Are they a bourbon band, like a blues thing? Are they a vodka band? Are they a beer band?
Beer for me, thank you. Sometimes I wonder when I'm annoyed.
So who have we got here? You are...
I can't remember my name right now.
Explain what the Stray Cats fashion for women looks like tonight.
It's called the fat rockabilly / goth syndrome.
You mentioned the word overweight in there.
Oh, did I? Is that politically incorrect? I'd like to retract that phrase and say instead size 4 rockabilly syndrome.
Currently the band's playing and you're out here. How does that fit in?
Because we only hang out the front or backstage. We don't watch the band.
We are here because we really like the Stray Cats.
And you're outside while they're playing?
Because they've heated the atmosphere up so much that we've had to escape it.